I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio with Health Focus here at the Medical University of South Carolina studio in Charleston. When we fall asleep and awaken from sleep, our bodies and our brains experience a broad range of changes. To talk about the latest understanding of sleep is Dr. Andrea Rin. She's a physician in the Department of Pulmonary, Critical Care, and Sleep Medicine, and she is the medical director of the Sleep Lab at MUSC. Dr. Rin, can you tell us what really happens to us when we go to sleep?
Well, most of us know what a good night feels like. We wake up feeling rested and refreshed, but there's a lot going on in sleep that we really are not aware of. For instance, we're having memory consolidation, muscle repair, cell repair, release of hormones for appetite control, and it's important for our immune function as well. Depending on the stage of sleep, our temperature, heart rate, and breathing may decrease. Despite a lack of consciousness, our brains remain active throughout the night.
How are we humans actually wired for sleep?
There is a two-process model for sleep that includes our circadian rhythm or our body clock and also a homeostatic sleep drive. The circadian rhythm is what we notice throughout the day when we have highs and lows, or we may feel more tired or more alert throughout the day. For instance, you may feel more tired in the afternoon. Many people relate this to an afternoon lunch, but oftentimes it's related to our circadian rhythm. The other process involved is our homeostatic sleep drive, and this accumulates throughout the day as we build sleep debt. The longer we're awake, the more this drive increases.
Tell us about the connection between sleep and memory and learning.
Many research studies have looked into quality and quantity of sleep and have shown the strong impact on learning and memory. Sleep is essential in learning new information. Sleep after learning has been shown to enhance long-term retention.
Dr. Rin, do our sleep patterns or any of these functions and systems that we're talking about related to sleep change as we get older?
As we age, we tend to sleep less and less deeply. Overall, our sleep needs do not change. Our deep sleep decreases over time, and this is our restorative sleep. And so many people will feel fatigued just based on lack of sleep and lack of deep sleep.
Is there anything new in the way of research that is shining a bright light on some aspect of sleep?
The most fascinating thing that has developed over the last 5 years is discovery of the glymphatic system. This is much like our lymphatic system. This system clears waste products from our brain. The system mainly functions during sleep and is disengaged during wakefulness. It clears neurotoxic waste products that are produced during wakefulness. Getting adequate sleep may be one way to make sure that this system works effectively. There will be emerging research on dementia, stroke, and brain injury as it relates to the glymphatic system.
Dr. Rin, thank you so much for providing this information about sleep.
Thank you for having me.
From the Medical University of South Carolina studio in Charleston, I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio.